All right, yeah, welcome everybody to the first of our three-part series with Ben from Agent Hub 360. Actually, Kelly's going to be joining you on one of them in the future.
That's right.
Yes, just exclusive to you. I'm very excited about this because I've been a huge fan of Agent Hub 360 over the years. I've gotten to know you guys pretty well. Love the product, love the service. I've always just been like, there's a barrier to entry with the cost. And now you guys have this new plan that I think can revolutionize so many people's businesses. And it's a much easier cost to absorb. And I just think it's a no-brainer for any real estate agent to sign up for. So I wanted to get you guys on, talk about it, go a bit more in depth as to the why and the how. And we'll kind of take it from there. So welcome, Ben. I just did a very long intro, longer than I normally do.
That's great, Paolo. And, there's so much to say about the collaboration that we've done together with you at Showcase IDX. Yeah. And some of the people that are here or will be watching this, you know, are coming from the Showcase IDX world where you're already using, the best of breed plugin, the best in the industry for searches. And there's much for us to get into about that. I'm going to touch on that just for a second, a little bit later when we talk about tech stack, and I just go into a little bit. Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Ben Eilers. I'm one of the founders of Agent Hub 360. We're here because, well, obviously you, there are three things that we know about you that if you're here, you're in the real estate business, you're searching for an answer that you haven't been able to find. And for some reason, something had you show up here. And it's our intent that what you find here actually gives you a new opening for action, gives you a clear path that you haven't been able to find. And so we're doing this three-part series. I have a feeling it's going to get expanded, and there's a few other things to add to it. But in terms of the three-part series, what we're here today specifically to talk about is this, which is taking control of your business and running it like a CEO. Next month, we're going to talk about the 360 closing code, which we've done across more than 23 states and trainings around the six pieces of a complete business model, how it needs to be put together. And then the third piece of this series is going to be in September, the 360 business plan. I'm going to touch on that just a little bit today. But Paolo, there's many things to go into here. I think, if I could, let me back that up just a little bit. This is about running your business like a CEO. Why is taking control of your business, why this is even a valuable conversation? It's just for you and I to do a little back and forth. When you think CEO and, you think about a business, what kind of comes to mind? What are some of the thoughts?
Someone who wears many hats, perhaps, or more importantly, someone who oversees the operations of the business. I mean, you have your COO who does the actual operations, but the CEO is kind of making sure everything stays in the right processes and everything like that.
100%. There's a reason that this conversation is really valid today, and we're going to get into what's happening in your business. What are the blocks that you're dealing with? What running a business as the CEO, which most agents find next to impossible, what that will create for you when you can operate from that place. And so here's the quick things that I just want to touch on. We're going to come back to these themes, but the responsibilities of a CEO are vision and direction and growth and sustainability. These two things together. Sorry, are you seeing a screen that has some drawing on it?
Yeah, you've got some fantastic artwork.
let me erase that. I'm not sure what's going on there. Did you see the... Great. I'm not sure where that... Yeah. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well,
NFT with that.
Well, it wasn't intentional, but it's still there. Anyway... Vision and direction, just go with it. Growth and sustainability. The things here is being able to see clearly. A major theme here is getting clarity, and from that clarity, you have power. It gives you ease in operating, and it creates the future. This is long-term, being able to see and direct as a professional. And then the actions of a CEO are decision-making and delegating. We could add a lot of other things to this. But decision-making, that includes goal setting, and delegating operational tasks. Because you don't know a CEO who's doing stuff, a lot of little operational details. CEO is above that and making decisions and delegating things to a team. And this is what I want to get into and talk a little bit more about. And it all starts with the plan. We're going to come back to that. And Paolo, I think you really liked the CEO Hub, amongst many things, was the extraordinary business plan. And we're going to touch on that some more. But it all starts with the plan. It all ends with the plan. You reach the end you want because of your plan. That plan is going to be the thing that is your savior, gives you relief, gives you clarity, gives you momentum. None of us got in this business to make a business plan, and we don't know many agents who have, but we want to talk about that. So quickly, going through this training together today, it's about a complete business, what it looks like, what you need to have, but we're going to start somewhere else on there, what the blocks are. And then a comprehensive plan in terms of what's going to get you from where you are to where you want to be and get you to that end, the reason that you're in this business to begin with. And then end you with a first step. The CEO takes action. What is that action, that first step to transform your business? And so let's actually start somewhere else. Let's start with the challenge that all agents have today, which is this. I know, Paolo, you've seen this before, and maybe you can relate to it a little bit.
I've lived this before. This is why this image really speaks to me. Like when I was an agent, this was my life. You know?
Right. Well, it's the wrong kind of CEO. It's the chief everything officer, not the chief executive officer. We want to get you into another world. But first, we really want you to understand the world that you're in. If you're nodding your head, and this is relating to you, which almost every agent we've ever spoken to over the last, oh, it's almost 12 years, everybody recognizes themselves in this world, which is where, here, let's see if the drawing really works right this way. So here you are in the middle, right? Doing too many things, pulled in too many directions, and it's really just too much. When we talk about vision, direction, sustainability, growth, all of that, very difficult in the world of chaos. And one of the key things is up in this yellow circle, that's the role of the agent in the business. And when I got in this business in a long time ago, 1989, right out of college, this was the extent of the business, which is where if you were a good agent, you applied yourself and you really guided people expertly through this process, you could have a great business. It was fun. It was profitable. And your business got larger over time. But what's really happening now is agents are spending the majority of their energy and their money running around in circles, pulled in every direction. And they're not running a business. And so this is why this conversation about a CEO really is valuable here. We're going to get into this just a little bit more. But I've had one-on-one consultations with more than 1,000 top producers, and we get really into their business. One said to me, I'm too good of an agent to have a business that looks like mine does. She had done 1,400 transactions. She had won a national competition on best listing presentation. She got a round the world trip. This woman was as good as it gets. And she was saying to me not too long ago, I'm too good of an agent to have a business that looks like mine does. Can you relate to that? I bet you probably can, whatever level of agent you are. Or David just recently, but this is just a few weeks ago, said to me, Ben, in the last 12 months, I've done 55 transactions and I'm ready to jump off a bridge. He said, not only do I want to jump off a bridge, he said, I got zero joy out of this. You know, and so what's really going on here? There's a huge cost to the business, even if you're producing at the level you want to. And what's happening here is that there's gaps everywhere. Gaps that where your clients and your closings are seeping through. And it's the reason that agents at all levels are overwhelmed and exhausted, trying to figure out how to fill these gaps. There's some key strategic takeaways I'm going to go over in a second. But the importance here, the reason to dig into this is because what Richard Rehnfeld, I think is his name, is the author of a book called The Crux. And he said, you cannot get the right solution until you fully understand the problem. And the reason that you're probably chasing a CRM or some VAs over here or some other video marketing over there and trying to find different things that are going to help you, they're not the real answer for you. And that's why they're not providing the solution that's ultimately going to give you the quality of life in the business that you want. And so the cost is significant. We're going to get off this in a second, but just to nail this, it's not just the money. And if you ask yourself, almost every agent says to me, if they look at the last 2-3 years, they've lost hundreds of thousands of transactions. It's not just that. It is the quality of life, but it is kind of that inner spirit, that joy of being able to have a business you're great at. And so that's why this whole thing needs to change. And we need to elevate this conversation to the level of the CEO and how you're going to get there to be that person leading the business with that vision and that ability to make a difference. So here's the strategic takeaways. And this is so you can start stepping into it. This is the good news, because with this information that we're getting into now and what you're beginning to see, you can make great decisions. So this model is an old, unsustainable model. That comes from the era when I did business, when you could be the agent and you could do everything. Now you can't do it all yourself. And it's because it's too complex to do alone. Paolo and I, you and I met because of technology and because of the technology of Showcase IDX and what it makes available. But that's one piece of a much bigger technology puzzle. And it's too complex for an agent. You didn't get into this business to be an engineer. So you can't do it alone. And you got to operate outside of this box. You need to be free of this. And how are we going to get you free so that you can operate like a leader and the CEO and also function as an expert agent? So let's turn and start looking the other way. How are we doing, Paolo? Anything you want to jump in and add here?
No, like I said, it's very relatable. I lived that life. And I know hundreds of agents I'm friends with that feel the same way. It's hard. There's so many spinning plates. You're going to end up dropping a few along the way, right? So you need something that's going to streamline your processes and kind of make sure that you're focusing on the right things.
Yeah, definitely. I want to do something really fast here because I've noticed some things aren't working on those slides, but let's see if I can quickly. Okay. So let's start looking at what is where you're going. Why are we even in this conversation? What do you want out of your business? So it's some obvious things. It comes down to three F's, I realized by accident. There happened to be three F's. It's freedom. We've always talked at Agent Up 360 about having a breakthrough business that gives you freedom back. And agents feel like they've lost a lot of freedom because not only are you working more than you ever have and you're spending more money than any agents ever have, there doesn't seem to be an end to this. And the financial security, getting you off of that treadmill and getting you into a fully developed business and being able to lead it so that you have financial security, other streams of income beyond your own transactions. And ultimately, it's the fulfillment, whatever that looks like. You know, it's to be able to give back, to be able to help other people and train them. Whatever drives you in your soul, it wasn't just to close a 14, 1500, 2000 transactions, was it? Until you can't do anymore. There were some other things. And that's why one of my business partners and the CEO of the company, I'm going to say a little about him in a second, but Greg had said, that's why we spent a decade working on the number one problem that agents are dealing with and solving that, which is solving how you can run like a complete business. And when you have a complete business, then you can step into being a CEO. But the business has to be there for you to be able to lead and have the vision and then make good decisions and delegate. So don't need to go into a lot of it. This is obviously me, and I've been in the business since a long time ago. I said it operates very differently. I've been licensed in 4 states, and I've seen great friends and really good agents struggle through the process. And I met Kelly Darling. She's a master business coach. She's owned multiple businesses. When I met her, she had 40 investment properties in 5 different states. And she really knows this business well. And we created an alternative team structure called the Darling Group in order to support agents. And this is now going on 12 years ago plus to deal with the complexity of the business today. And what we were doing was collaborating and also at times complaining with Greg Head, who was director of IT for a Fortune 500 company. He's a systems guy. He's an engineer and a tech guy. And he was saying that, you know, he's really the secret weapon. You know, we say that about him in the business, is that it's his brilliance that was really looking straight to the core of the problem. And he said the core is, guys, they cannot operate. Agents can't operate like a complete business. And we need to simplify what this is and put together the structure so that it all functions properly. And so this is what a complete business is. This is actually something Greg taught me, because I, like a lot of good agents, you know, we didn't think in terms of what is a complete business. We just wanted to do the business and have a great life because of it. But bringing people, process, and technology together. You've got a lot of technology. You're probably struggling with what to do, hiring a VA, or maybe you've tried a team. But usually in terms of the process and the technology and all the people being woven together, that's where you've run into some real challenges. And it's not your fault. It's just that it's gotten too complex. And so a complete business brings these three components, people, process, and technology together. That's how you're going to get consistent results. And that's how you can step into another role. And so three streams of revenue. The first is what you're doing today already, right? The right now money. But having a complete business provides a lot more than just your transactions, because your transactions aren't enough. Just checking in quickly, Paolo, how are we doing here on time? Am I going into too much detail for you?
I'm good. About this bit though, because I feel like agents only really focus on one or the other. They neglect the right now money, focusing on the long term, or they don't think about the long term at all and just work for that. You know, they need that check. You know, so I'm looking forward to hearing this bit.
Right. Well, this is, we have spent a lot in the mentorship and some of the other trainings around, okay, what does a complete business offer? We could talk about these three streams of income in different ways. The right now money is the transactions 3 to 6 months out. Here's one of the great challenges you have as an agent. There's not one, not those two that I was just talking about, where too good of an agent to have a business, or I did 55 transactions last year and want to jump off a bridge. The thing is, none of them, no matter how many years they've been in the business, can see more than 3, 4, 5 months into the future. And that's an impossible way to live. You cannot have fulfillment or any type of freedom if you can only see 3 to 6 months ahead. So this is the right now money, which is basically where almost all agents are relegated today because of how complex a business. Last year, you might have done a ton, but this year you're not, because the market has changed, or something has changed in terms of a competitor or whatever it is. So now these other streams of income, money over time. This is the money that comes because the structure of people, process, and technology is providing the future, that what you did yesterday is building something for tomorrow. This is critical. And this is why, again, the CEO having the vision, being able to direct and make decisions makes a huge difference, because this is what you're building for. And it's the passive money, ultimately. Other streams of income that your business is building, like when you're able to have your business create outbound referrals, when you can have a flex team. We're not going to go into a flex team, but an alternative team structure. Maybe it's rev share, depending on your brokerage, stuff like that. And all of this is where what we're aiming for. This is the whole reason we're in this conversation, is to get beyond where you're relegated and limited to today. So running it like the CEO in that long game, it's transforming how you operate. That's what we have spent a long time working on. We have to get you out of that box and operating in a different way. And so beginning with the end in mind, that's Stephen Covey. And you probably have heard this before, but we do everything with the end in mind. So I'm going to give you an image of transformed business. And then we're going to go to starting with the end. This is the complete vision for you of a business, a complete business in the playing field of today. I'm going to get into this in a second, but see three components: you, the agent, and the business owner. This is you playing a role of the agent and being a great CEO. On the left side is all the pieces of your business, relationships, technology, other components. We're going to dig into that just slightly. And then this is the core structure of people, process, and technology put together. It happens to be what we've put together and spent years working on. But I want you to see this and understand what it is, because this is not something that most agents have ever seen. And the reason that this is valuable is to create a clear path for you, a path that where not only can you play this role and be free, but you're also creating that financial, long-term financial stability and fulfillment and other things. We've got to get you here. And what you know, if you've been in the business more than a year or two, and many of you have probably been a long time, is that how do you get over here? It's extremely difficult, if not almost impossible for an agent today. So let's get into the transformation quickly, really fast. I won't go into a lot of it, but it's got to be put together and managed for you. It's because of the complexity. And so what we've put together is the three business centers in one hub, a follow-up center. Of course, everyone wants follow-up, an operations center, and a business planning center. We're going to focus on this right here in just a moment, the planning center. But it's the operations center, being able to have all your pieces integrated into one place, your technology all working together, and then being able to have all of these components allow you to do extraordinary follow-up with everybody. How many conversations can be had over time with how many people? That's what's going to get you to conversions and to the life you want. But these other pieces need to be in place first. And everybody wants this, but you need to put in place a foundation of other elements. So here we are. Let's just quickly break this down so you can see it clearly. So got to get you here so you can focus. You can't focus in chaos, and you can't lead from chaos. So get you here where you're free. You're free to focus on the clients and the closings. You're also free to make good, great business decisions, and then shielding you from details, shielding you from distraction. A CEO is not mired down in little pieces of functional operational stuff. They're delegating those pieces out. And so what are some of the pieces of the business? You need to understand it as the leader, but you don't need to be deep into it. So first is this, these key relationships. This is what we call real contacts. These are the real people that you've connected to. It could be the past clients, your sphere, people that you've newly met at an open house, or maybe an online lead from some marketing, someone you've spoken to. And now there's a relationship to be managed forward. Then there's all the other components of your business. This is what creates the funnel of relationships going from people you've never met to people you know well. And the technology pieces that either connect you to new people through marketing and other things, or it's the technology that keeps you connected to people you already know. We're going to dig into that in a conversation about your tech stack. But having all of those pieces integrated, the only way to get compounding returns is to have all of this intelligently put together and the pieces aligned into a structure that now compounds those pieces so that that builds those streams of income. You can't get to the business 3 to 5 years from now if you haven't actually put this structure in place. And how much energy, time, trainings have you spent as an agent on marketing, yet no structure behind there to actually have that roll into something valuable? Jerick Robbins of Success Coaching said, recently I heard him say, is that one of the stupidest and most expensive ways to do a business is do it by trial and error. We're suggesting transforming how you operate, no longer trial and error, starting with a fully formed structured business. And that's how, here, let me get some of this stuff off the screen. This is where the conversation gets interesting and why, Paolo, you were just saying, hey, I want to hear about those other streams of income. First of all, when the gaps are closed, which is essentially what this is a gapless system. It allows you to get into an operating rhythm, you know, where you can relax a little. You know what's going on. You know what to do. And you're focused. You're not pulled in every direction. And you don't have to be the chief everything officer. What happens naturally is when those gaps are closed is that over here, the business expands. The numbers of closings increase. And it's not because it was magic. That business is already there. That's the lost business you already know is seeping through the cracks, but now it's coming to you. And what this begins to give you is choice. It allows you to operate because you have a clear plan. You see the future, you've made good decisions, and you've got the structure to do that easily. Now you're working from the strategy of, I'm only working, depending on your market, maybe you are only working on higher priced properties, 500,000, 700,000 and up, and you're referring out the other pieces, or you're working on listings and referring out the buyers. And your business will, in time, create this, which is overflow. This is where now your business, because it's structured, it's open, and all doors are open for business in your business, and all the holes are plugged. You've got other people, other systems working for you. That now you get to have the choice of, okay, am I the real estate agent? Am I going to serve these people as the agent, or am I choosing somebody else to be the agent? That's an executive decision. What's happening? You're delegating out both the structure and a lot of the detail management, and you're also delegating out some of the servicing of clients to others, and your business gets paid for that. That's some of the business 3 to 5 years out. That's more importantly that money that comes in for passive and residual income because of a well-structured business. Any questions, Paolo?
No, I mean, I love seeing this visual, and it goes back to a conversation I had with someone a while ago. We were talking about something similar, and you know, he was saying about a conversation he had with an agent when he said, I could give you 100 leads now, but what are you going to do with them? Say you convert a few of them. How are you going to get through the transaction process and still manage the other leads? Like, what's your plan? And the guy has a plan.
Right.
So this is exactly what I was talking about.
Right. I know. I'm doing something quickly here. See if we can get a little more functionality here. A lot of things aren't working on this deck right now, but I'm going to get us back to it. Hang on just a sec. And that's it. Say a little bit more about that functionality and everything. What are you seeing here? Or what comes to mind when you're looking at this?
Well, again, it's the plan. You know, if you were given 100 leads, how are you going to follow up with them? Say you have to go and show some, or how are you going to manage the other leads you've got to follow up with? Say you've got two houses in under contract, what are you going to do with that? You know, you've got a transaction coordinator who's, you know, how are you going to manage that at the same time? All of a sudden, you know, we all hear you want leads, I need leads. What are you going to do with them? Are you going to get to that end piece? Yeah. How are you going to get to a closed transaction?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what we're looking at, is removing the kind of things that are taking away from the agent's ability to get to that end. I mean, we didn't get in this business to try to lose business or to waste a lot of time. So let's talk a little bit more. And we start to get into your world here, Paolo, and yours and showcases. But we're talking about tech stack. Now, you and I have done, and we've done several trainings with Showcase on tech stack. Maybe we add that at the end of this series and bring that back, because there's some other pieces that we have added to include in today's tech stack. But we're looking at all those pieces on the left side. This is your tech stack. We're not going to go into detail on this, but I want you to know it, and you need to know it as the CEO of your company. Understand what's here and also be able to make good decisions on what these pieces are. So going from your CRM to your IDX website, which is where your buyer search and your Showcase IDX homeowner buyer search is, homeowner market report, listing marketing, lead gen, mass emails and communication, client reviews, and items of value like handwritten cards, gifts, stuff like that. So these are all the components of your business. And I want to just take one stab into this so it starts to land. All of these components matter. How they're put together matter even more. And what we all have run into in this industry is with the advent of extraordinary technology. And let me just say before I get off of this little circle reminds me, it's the operations center, probably more than anything, is what you really are missing, is wanting to have an operations center that takes all these pieces and puts them all together. Now they can compound. We're not going to talk about how exactly. That's a whole nother conversation. But when all these pieces work together, you can really, your business is functioning. It actually has you today be able to have the business you want. And you can't have the business you want without it. You can stay in transactions, but you can never get to those other streams of income or things beyond that. So own it. Yeah. Anything you wanted to put in there?
Just agreeing.
Excellent. So let's talk about your tech stack just briefly. So you really are starting to see these components. You need to own your tech stack. And part of this conversation is the conversation about all-in-ones versus best of breed. And that's actually how you and I became friends, Paolo, is because all-in-ones are extraordinary. They do incredible things, but they also don't necessarily allow you to have the greatest return. And one of the great challenges here is that not only do you not generally own your tech, where many brokerages, you may have experienced this already, where when you leave their company, you also leave their platform and everything kind of stays there. And so you want to own these critical pieces of your business. The other piece is that agents cannot use everything. You know you're not using everything possible in this tech stack. And it's kind of an all for one. And what are you trying to build? You know, if you're trying to build a house, this may not be the best tool, especially if you're trying to build something for the long term. And that's why we're huge components of best of breed. You didn't ask me to put this in here, but I'm going to do it because I think it's so important. And I got it from your buddy, Kurt, Kurt Euler, if any of you know him. So this is IDX Homeowner Search Study. This is looking at consumer retention when they land on your home, your buyer search, and consumer loss. How many people, when they click on there, stay, and how many people bounce and go somewhere else? And down this side are the all-in-ones. Just the starred ones, for instance, and this is not a complete list. But look, for instance, your Flex MLS, for instance, 30% retention, 70% loss almost, right? And where do you think they're going? That's 3 out of 10 people stay, and 7 out of 10 people, even if you gave them that information or connected your database to them, they're bouncing right away and going somewhere else. And where do you think they go? Paolo, I know you know the answer, but probably the national portals. You know, that's the standard place agents are going. When they go there, clients are going, sorry. When the clients go there, their information and data is being sold to 10 other agents, and you are out of the picture. That's one of the reasons your follow-up, or even if you are calling or trying to have a VA call, if you don't have best of breed, here's what I want to point out. Many agents we know use KV Core. 28% and 72%, or Ylopo, 18% stick, 80% bounce, right? This is where now you add up the difference between that and something like Best of Breed Showcase IDX, which is one of the Best of Breed tech stack pieces that we highly recommend in putting your business together. 96% retention, 4% loss. Here's the thing. The difference between 30 and 95 is 65%-ish, right? 66%. That 66% matters if you're leading your company thinking like a CEO and what you're thinking about is growth and sustainability. That was on that list of responsibilities. You can't grow if you're losing 6-7 out of 10 people from your search because clients don't use it, as opposed to that information coming into your business. Then someone's doing an outbound call, or that information is also being logged in the agent's, the client's record. And so now you're building a whole book of business and lots of things to talk about here. But it's those components, the little things add up to making a difference. And then what we talked about is that not only making good decisions, like maybe best of breed and what those things are, having those discussions and choosing what's best for your business is delegating. You hear delegate, delegate. You also hear leverage. And usually they mean leveraging your technology and leveraging other people to get things done. But it is so darn difficult to hire properly, to manage, to train. And you can't manage and train somebody in the midst of your chaos. That's the biggest challenge. They can help a little bit, but they're not going to make the fundamental difference that's necessary. So delegating to get free. What we spent years on is what does the team need to look like? What are all the components? And here's the important part, is not that you know all of these people. They're just one VA is not going to make the difference. It needs to be a whole team of people, and team people that you can delegate a lot of things that you're doing right now or you're not doing. And you shouldn't be doing because it's not your role and you stink at it. You don't want to do it. You don't like doing it. It's not your fault. That's not why you and I got in this business. But having a team to delegate to is so critical. And yeah, right. And having it all put together for you. So it's this. What one agent says, I delegate more than half the things I used to do. I'm going to show you a quick list, but it's being able to delegate. What kind of things would you like to get rid of? Well, maybe it's adjusting a buyer search or setting one up. There's a whole bunch of little things. Set up your listing marketing, all types of things that other people can do or probably even better at it for you than you are. And so don't look at this list, but here's a whole bunch of stuff for marketing that a team is already set up for you to delegate to, and all types of admin tasks that you could set up. It's things like your market reports we've been talking about, and your database management and various things, lead gen integrations, whatever that may look like, you know, client reviews and social media and listing marketing and email all types of things that a whole team can do for you and is better set up to once everything's put together for you. That's the critical thing. And this is where, as one agent we work with said, I feel empowered because my team is working when I'm not. And knowing that has changed everything. Knowing that stuff is being handled, that you can take time away, you can sharpen the saw, or you can focus on what you're doing, knowing that they're doing a whole bunch of other things that you shouldn't. And so it's the power of putting it all together. It's these things. And there's some elements here, if I haven't said it already, is that this is why you haven't been able to create the business you want, because it needs to have these components: a tech stack, a team to delegate it to, the structure of people, process, and technology that makes all of these components work so you can do your job. Right? It's just self-evident, but that's how you're going to get to those other streams. And it's not your fault, as we're saying, because the business has gotten so complex. But what's common is to hear something like this. We were just talking about VAs, is that I let go of my VA and I don't have to manage or tell them what to do anymore. Because that management and stuff you don't want to do or don't like to do, it's reduced my expenses and gave me peace of mind, which is probably what everybody in real estate would like a bigger dose of. So let's get into some statistics, because I know you're not totally a data guy, but I know you hang out with a lot of data guys, Paulo, is here. So imagining your tech and team working like this, so that you can delegate and you can lead at the level we're talking about. So firstly, first responder. This is in the next series webinar, but this is all stuff we train on, is part of the closing code, the six pieces of a complete business model, which is you can no longer be the first responder in real estate of 2023, 24, and beyond. That first responder meaning doing that outbound calling to people that have reached out or want some information. You can get some business, absolutely, but there's usually a tremendous amount of wasted energy and time, and you're usually not the best person to do that work. So here's somebody in the hub, 7 months of call results. And this is just a for instance. I don't like to focus on the follow-up so much, but I think the power is in these numbers. Look at this. So this is about call results and how many calls. And I think some of these circles, I'm just going to bring them all out here because they're kind of doing their own thing here. But look at this. Number of dials across a whole variety of things. Your cold leads, your database, new METs that you've gotten, your pipeline calls, online leads. 4,700 calls, almost 4,800 calls in 7 months, right? How many of those calls are you not making? Probably a lot of them. And it's probably you need things put together so that that stuff gets here, which is connects, right? So a lot of calling to get to 683 connects with people where there's actually a conversation. that led to 99 deals. We won't go through all of it, but deals meaning not things that are closing today or already closed, but meaning there's someone who's identified a time frame that they want to buy or sell, and now it's managing to that eventuality. And how does that get done? And the communication center did 43 introductions to that agent. So imagine the impact that this has, not only on your pocketbook, but also when we're talking about peace of mind. And this is why I want to throw a couple of other things in there. Paolo, anything you would add in here?
It's kind of snarling when you think about it. It's almost 100 dials intro that you essentially is what's needed. An agent doesn't have that much time.
That's it.
They really don't.
That's it. That's why... 100%. And not only do you not have time, if you're operating the way you want to, maybe you're closing 3, 4, 5 transactions a month, which is kind of what a lot of agents would say. I want that kind of, when my business is rolling, that's where I want to get to. But you also don't want to be doing a lot of this calling. Your doctor isn't doing this kind of calling. Other professionals aren't doing these calls, and you don't want to do them either. Unless you have a reason to call. But your team can reach out for you. You're a professional that has people that does that as part of who you are and how you have your business structured. So you get to show up very differently and function very differently. Just for instance, I also want to add in here is that when we talk about integrating all these things, one of the core things we do first is structure and manage a database of everybody your business is already touched or is touching with new people as well. But during this process, this is where, again, Showcase, for instance, we set up 114 buyer searches and 82 homeowner market reports. So 196 people in this agent's database are now getting best of breed consistent information from his business. And the other thing is when someone is clicking and searching, not only are they reminded of you, but someone is reaching out and calling them saying, hey, I saw that you were looking at these properties and just wanted to check in and see what is it, having a conversation about that. That's where great follow-up can happen. It's the glue of gluing it all together that's so important. All right. So here's another example. For instance, this is an agent who Homebeat, Best of Breed, Showcase IDX, Best of Breed. I'm really not harping on you guys. Sorry. It's not as intentional as it may look. You can't help it, it's about their tech stack and how it's put together. So this was a sphere of influence that had lost, the agent had lost touch. And how does that turn into three deals? So the calling and that kind of integration with the searches and things are all being done. November 2021, the hub reintroduces the agent to this person they had lost touch with. Over the next 11 months, then the hub is communicating and calling and reconnects the agent to that client when they wanted to speak to them and were ready. And during that time, there were 20 human-to-human calls and 20 emails of value, various things, content, maybe it was maybe it was a market report, something, other things that the client wanted. And what it ended up in was three deals, a purchase, a sale, and a referral of another property. This is where this was $43,000 to this agent. Yours could look different. But the point is that when it's all put together, this is money that's coming into you and your business only because of things that were put together and normally stuff that's falling through the cracks. Too much here to go through. I think we should move through this quickly, but just one of the things we really like is perpetual momentum. That what your business is doing over time is creating more and more momentum, and then you're able to have more and more choice. And this is just for example, one agent, a 4-month snapshot of the active transactions that were happening, 11 active clients with 14 deals that were closing in this window. And here's just the important things to really look at. First is some of these sources are coming from various places. You know, Facebook. How many people think that Facebook leads? What do you think most people say about Facebook leads, if you know,
Paolo? I'm
not
sure I can use the profanity on.
It would commonly be that Facebook leads suck would be a common way, forgive me, that many agents would say. And this is, it's not that they suck. It's just purely the structure that makes them actually turn into something. So 11 active clients, 14 deals. Here's the other key. 21 months since the first introduction. That's why they suck, is because it's so hard to stay connected for 21 months in today's world. That's how two deals came up, or 20 months, or 21 months for another one, 13 months, 10 months. You know, a referral that took 8 months to get to a deal, staying connected with them that they don't drift away. One more piece to add. This is for an agent who typically struggled to do more than 20 transactions a year. 12 years in the business, usually was doing 15, 17, sometimes 20, but could never really get over it. Now he's got 14 deals just in the next 4 months. But this piece here is that when he looks to the future and way beyond just where we're talking about now, he's got 54 more transactions in the pipe. And that's where he feels the momentum, can see his business and the work he's putting in today and yesterday resulting in something. And that experience is incredibly different than just feeling like you can't see 3 to 4 months and you don't know what's going to happen. And so that's why this is so important. So overflow leads. Yeah, it creates overflow there when that agent, he could have referred some out. He could have, you know, they could have been a lower price and he's working at a higher price, various things that he could have done. Overflow leads to referral fee income. It also overflow leads and a structured business leads to other things like a business you can sell. There's a lot of other stuff. You can feed a flex team or people in your rev share group. There's a lot of stuff you can create that your business now is providing way beyond just your transaction. So how do you begin? There are maybe a couple of places you could, but we're going to suggest something, which is really a step-by-step progression. I think this is where you kind of led into this, Paolo. For so long, we were focused on just getting the structure right, on what is really needed, those people process of the three business centers all put together. Well, now the step-by-step progression is really very straightforward, and it starts with this. We're talking about leading and being able to be a CEO. It starts with business mentorship, and it starts with the planning center. Harnessing the power of the plan. Everything that you want starts with that plan and ends with the plan. It doesn't seem sexy, but you're going to see a lot of power here in a second. This is what has been the starting place for the success of every agent we've worked with, and is the starting place for being able to lead a complete business. And just quickly, the mentorship program. There's a kickoff orientation for 4 hours, then a 360 business plan, which we're going to touch on. There's weekly business coaching that's optional, but there's 5 hours a week of drop-in for very specific topics or to work on certain aspects, completely up to you. But this is where now you're able to really transition and you're in a community of some of the best agents, the top performers, but it's not about necessarily transaction volume. It's about how they're seeing the business, all people that are thinking about leading their business and the trainings that are part of that. And so what we know is that it can't be just a plan. There needs to be coaching along with it. And so we start in that business plan with a gap diagnostic, then lead gen analysis, looking at what you're doing to create new relationships, what's working, what's not working. Working on that tech stack plan, those components, those 8 pieces, what you have, what you're probably missing, do you and can you afford, it's not very expensive, but to move up to best of breed, does that make sense? Is that part of the plan in the future? And wrapping that into a 3-year financial plan. Most agents say, I'd say the majority of agents, I don't have an actual average, I'd say it's probably $400 to $600 a month they're able to cut from their budget. You'll see if someone goes to the website, they'll see that two guys, business partners, just cut $1,700 a month when they looked at it in the first week. They're like, okay, got it. We are spending money. How many subscriptions do you have that you're not really getting value for? Something new you're planning to do. Now we're stepping into a much farther future here. for agents to, from the very beginning, but early on, be looking at how you move from production to passive income. How is that business structured? It's not what we want you to do is be able to pick your head up, get out of that stuff that you've been working in, be able to really see the future and how you're getting there, and putting those specifics in, like being able to step back from production. Maybe you're building an organization of agents, which some are, and all important, this has become even more important here, is a wellness plan, because this industry has become stressful and there are a lot of stress-related illnesses for agents, as well as other marital stress and everything else. Creating a wellness plan within this, and we're doing it all with you and accessing the coaching and the support that's available. And it ends up in real dollars. There's one agent just said this, I don't know, it just could have been 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, said, my expenses dropped from 64% down to 31% of income just from going through this process. It's a massive drop, a massive shift in what's possible when the pieces are aligned. And I think this one, we named this take control of your business and run it like a CEO. This guy said, I feel in control of my business and I know what I'm doing. Simple, but wouldn't control be great? You know, I think that's something that a lot of agents are really wanting. And I feel more relaxed because I'm clear, right? That kind of relief. What I would say is this, it's this phrase. We say it often, and I other times have put this at the very top when we're having other conversations and trainings, is that one of the key things is that you're no longer doing it alone, is that this business is too complex just to get a license, start doing some transactions, get a bunch of trainings and whatever you're doing for marketing, and someday it'll all come together. Today, you can no longer do it alone. And one of the key things we're doing is walking side by side with agents through the whole process and working with them from no matter where you are, starting at the place that's going to make the biggest difference. So this is what you get, is going to be relief and clarity. You're hearing this. Actually, I think he just said that, and momentum. And I think that that's really what agents are looking for, are these things. And the training that's possible from not doing it alone and having it, having you have a guided process through there. So do you want me to just wrap up here? I'm right at the end. Are we running long? Okay. So CEO, business mentorship, that's the step one. And it's simply $95 a month. This is, I think, what you were saying for all agents. What we've been looking is how do we take this mentorship that has been key to the success of all agents we've worked with, and how do you have that be a first step for agents? And you can stay there. It's month to month. There's no contracts. And the get value guarantee is that you come to the first set of orientation and trainings, and if it's not valuable to you, you stay as long as you're getting value. But if you didn't get value, we're just going to give you your money back. So there's no reason to be there. We're here to transform the industry. And this is the easiest way for us to impact the most number of agents. So you're probably asking if you got this far. Okay, this is interesting enough, or I'm intrigued, or maybe you're excited like some agents are because they're seeing something they haven't seen before. So just go to agentup360.com /plans or click any button there. And I'd have you watch the 18-minute overview video there. You can do it on high speed if you want. It'll go into a little more depth than what I've covered here. But you'll see even more about how you can progress from one place to another. And then I suggest strongly that you join the CEO Hub and come for as long as you're getting value, but at least come for the first month and get a plan. Starts with a plan, and you're going to reach the end you want because of a plan. And really, that's the beginning of transforming your business. So, Paolo, I don't know if you have that link. Maybe we can, is there a chat there you want to throw it on? Or you could also, sure.
But a few things that stood out to me at the end there.
Questions, thoughts?
What you guys do, is obviously the next step from the CEO Hub with the operations and the follow-up. But I think what everyone's got to understand is that you guys are protecting the relationship between the agent and the end client, right? I think a lot of, if the agent is, as you said, the agent shouldn't be the person doing the follow-up. If the agent is contacting people, phones, they're seeing missed calls from the agent, emails, texts.
Yes.
The person's going to get a bit annoyed, right? Whereas if you're like the doctor walking into the room, we've all been there. Like we all waited at the doctor's office and we're annoyed. Things are taking forever. We're like, oh, screw this. Take it forever. And then the doctor walks in, you're like, oh, okay. Right? That should be the same perception you have of your real estate agent. Like your real estate agent means business. They are a CEO. They're busy. And they're busy That's because right. they're productive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah. And it's really interesting to be in the position of being a great agent and a CEO of your business and showing up like that professional. But it's really common. I had a couple of other examples I took out, but really common that an agent will have someone, even after months of our calling, when we've structured their database and we've integrated their technology and the clients are being hooked up to some, you know, great information and whatever else is going on. Even if we haven't spoken to that client, they will often call the agent out of the blue and say, you know, leads will say this, I knew I could trust you because of how you showed up, or you're the only person who followed up, even though the agent never spoke to them since that first open house they met at months later. And even we may have called multiple times and left friendly, warm messages, and that's it. And it keeps the client, you're showing up like nobody else. And then clients are saying, wow, this is a really professional agent. This person has their business really put together. Very, very different. Something you had said earlier was, and we had talked about the progression. I'll just throw this out here, is that so that you can see this. This is why I suggest watching the 18-minute video. But this step-by-step progression to go from chaos or whatever you would call your business structure today to having a complete business, being able to operate in a totally different way, it starts with the CEO Hub, the business mentorship. Then there's the entry hub, which now what we're doing is adding to that all-important planning center, the even just or even more critical functional element of the operation center. And now you have the foundation for a complete business where you have operations and business planning. You're executing on a plan. You're integrating that tech stack. And now you have a part of a team you can start delegating to. And then you could progress to having the complete business model of all three business centers. If that makes sense, the follow-up operations and planning center. Now you have a complete business. And you... One of the things agents ask is, well, when do I move up? And really, it's your business plan that's going to tell you, are you ready to go from one to the next? And we don't let agents move until their business plan tells them they can either afford or they're ready to move to the next level and that they're actually able to.
I love that.
It's the right time for them. So that's the progression. Yeah, and it's been a long time coming to make it really easy, but it really start with the CEO Hub, get what you get, and you will have the answers from there.
For everybody is at the end there, all the different things you get from the hub in the planning phases. What's really important, I think, is the end goal of having a business that you can step out of being the producer, because agents, and I know a lot of agents, particularly in my area that I was friends with, in their late 50s, early 60s, thinking about retiring, don't know how to manage a team, scared of not producing and not making money, so they don't really build the team because they don't want to pass the leads off. And there's only really one way to make money is to become a broker. Only have one broker at each brokerage. So love that you guys have a plan, whether it's in 20, 30, 40 years, or if it's in 5 years, you guys are thinking about that. I think that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there's a huge element of and I won't go back into it, but why we spent years doing this is also as a specific alternative to having to start a traditional team, which this serves. And it allows you to be able to have, when you have that overflow and you've got a structured business, it allows you to actually feed the right clients to the right agents and have the basic, the essence of a team without the expense and without you having to do everything because your business is structured. But that's how most agents find, and you may know this, but most agents find having a traditional team is not the dream fulfilled. It's expensive. If they were the performer, it pulls them off their performance. They have a churn of agents, and usually their quality of life goes down as well as their income, and they end up dismantling the team. But what's the alternative?
I guess we'll wrap up. If you just want to pull that slide up again that had the dates for the next few, because I can't remember them. Right, the August 9th, so we're going to cover closing there, which I'm really looking forward to that one. And then the 3-6 plan is September. So send that information for registration for that.
Yes.
I'll put an email in here. If you didn't sign up via the Agent Hub 360 link, if you want to just email showcase with just put web on thing in and I'll send you recording once it's all edited and done. And we will be uploading this somewhere at YouTube and all that. And I think I'll probably put this out with our podcast because I think our regular listeners of that will enjoy it too.
Excellent. And what people should know is that these are standalone pieces. Everything that we're covering here will, including these next two, it'll be fast-tracked in the CEO Hub training itself. These are components of the education just so you can get it. But it's all put together in a comprehensive way, and then we're guiding you through that process because you're not doing it alone, and get you to a place where you have that relief and clarity. So the one thing I would say, Paolo, is we are going to, everyone who registered through the website, we will be sending out the videos. And if you can't make these next ones, we will send you the recordings for the other two as well. But I urge you to go to Agent Up 360 and see if this transformation is time for you to begin.
You and I will end up talking for 2 hours if we don't stop. So we'll let everybody go. Appreciate you all joining. That was really interesting, entertaining, and very thought-provoking.
What?
I think I found it that myself, and I've heard this a million times.
So really?
It was great. All right, thank you, Greg. Yes.
Well, lovely. Yeah. Hopefully it made a difference, no matter what. Thank you. Appreciate it, Paolo. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.